You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
When you hear the phrase work-life balance, do you roll your eyes? It's one of those things that we talk so much about in our culture, in part because people have trouble finding it. And this week, we asked you to tell us about your own work-life balance, or lack thereof. Amy Scrivener wrote to us on Facebook. She says it's a constant struggle. She lives in Cincinnati, and she's been working in nonprofits for nearly 20 years.
For nonprofit workers, there is definitely a sense of guilt if we don't feel like we're giving 110% or tackling some really important issues and helping very vulnerable populations.
Are there things you've done to try to sort of change that balance or give yourself a mental break?
I have, and it's taken a long time. I've, again, done this work for 20 years, and I will be the first to admit that I don't do vacation very well. I have a very supportive husband who requires me to turn off my phone. I get my work email on my phone. He is a constant reminder that life will go on at work without me, and that if I've done my job well as a supervisor, that my staff can carry on. And I'm constantly telling my staff that I set a very poor example of work-life balance and that they should do what I say, not necessarily what I do.
Do you think this is specific to nonprofits? You know, if you worked in a corporate job, do you think you'd still have this issue?
I think it applies across the board. I think there are some nuances within the nonprofit world. And some of it takes on economic questions. You know, some of our most stressed nonprofit workers are the people who make the least, and they're least likely to splurge on a massage or do so-called self-care. They simply can't afford to do it. In the for-profit world, and my friends who are in the for-profit world, they have perks at work. They can get on-site massages. There are budget items that sort of allow for them to de-stress or take care of themselves. And we don't necessarily have that in the nonprofit world.
Amy Scrivener, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
For Brian Krylowitz, it wasn't so much about struggling to find balance as it was to kind of abandon the idea of balance altogether. Brian's the director of counseling at a small college in Massachusetts, and he says things got better when he learned to integrate his work into his life.
I tried for years of trying to go, how do I balance my life? And I realized I couldn't do it very well. And so I just made my life kind of all blend together. I work in a college where it's a little bit easier, but, you know, my daughter's on campus and, you know, there's times I'm doing stuff at home and there's times that I just kind of integrate stuff. So my family kind of works with me.
Does it feel like your work is interrupting your life, or does it not even feel that way anymore?
Yes and no. Great question. At times it does. I think, you know, one of the stories I say is, you know, my phone rings at home and my daughter will say, is this someone at work that needs you? Well, at one level, that can be very, like, sad.
Yeah.
The other part is my daughter also knows that, you know, I can find a way to make it work for her at other times. And so we try to make it work together. So there is a loss, but there's also a gain because, you know, I think, you know, she knows about my life and we talk openly about college and psychological problems. And, it, you know, it's kind of weird, but it works for me.
Do you think that the idea of work-life balance is unrealistic or false in some way?
I'm kind of been turned into a therapist now. I think it depends on who the person is in their life, what they have. I mean, and I have a lot of friends that are incredibly good about boundaries and keeping things separate and not checking emails at home. It didn't match my personality. It didn't match the life that I had. So, I mean, I don't think it's a falsehood. I think I just got tired of being mad at myself for not being good at it. So I just kind of, I didn't give up on it. I just changed, you know, I moved the goalpost.
What was the internal conversation you had with yourself when you decided to shift from this idea of balance to integration?
I think it was the idea of, you know, I mean, it came down to, like, why can't I get home on time? You know, why am I having to run off? And I think it was kind of an internal rage, you know, and I think when I talk to my wife and I talk to my daughter, and they're like, you're just being you. You know, we're okay with it. And so I realized it was much more my own frustration. And again, if my family was different, if I worked in a different work environment, this may not work. But, you know, I work at a very family-friendly college that incorporates that, yeah, bring your kids up. You know, it's okay. And so I make it work. But I think when it's flipped over for me, I just, you know, when Sandy is doing the same thing over and over, hoping for different results. And so I just changed what I was doing.
Brian Krylewitz, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
Ricky Garcia changed careers to make himself feel more balanced. He lives in Idaho and has a new job that gives him more flexibility, unlike his old one.
I worked at a bank as an online service specialist, and I realized I wasn't really doing the things that I wanted to. It was draining, and to the point where I worked 30 hours, but I was still exhausted. So I actually took a leap of faith, quit that, and learned web development over 5 months through a program that teaches you how to make websites. But during that time, I learned how to market myself and really learned about social media, and that's how I got this job, where I'm much more passionate. I can stay sometimes, you know, 12 hours, and I don't have the same feelings that I used to. But it's really flexible, where I can come in at like 7 in the morning and stay until 3, or I can come in at 9 and stay until 5. It really depends on my clients and just getting the work done, being really flexible, but also taking accountability for your work.
Well, what does the idea of work-life balance mean to you anyway?
For me, it's where you can blend work and life together and not have it feel like, oh, I got to go to work, or, oh, I need a vacation. You know, getting to that point where work and life are in balance as far as like goals are aligned. So I may only work 35 to 40 hours a week, but on my free time, I go ahead and make sure to learn how to improve myself because I genuinely take an interest in this. It's not something that I feel like, oh, the man is keeping me down or anything like that.
Well, Ricky Garcia, thank you so much for talking with us.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks to everyone who called, tweeted, and wrote to us on Facebook. We want to keep this conversation going over the next few weeks. So come tell us how you balance your personal time with work, or don't. For me, personally, I sometimes find a big story makes me just as excited as a vacation. Let us know by visiting marketplace.org, chat with us on Marketplace's Facebook page, search for Marketplace Business News, or you can call us 1-800-648-5114.